Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Want to remind you that if you want to see some tired-looking Stephanie and Mark, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Not really selling it, but see what we look like after Porkfest. See our tans, I guess you could say. Sunburns. Cam.freetalklive.com is where you can get that.
It was a long week there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, I really had a great time, but it's nice to be home, too.
Exactly. Yep, I need a vacation for my vacation.
And you live more than an hour from the studio, so
yeah.
Yeah, you've got a ways to get back home.
Yeah, I had to run to get down here, but fortunately I had some good friends to help me out, too, so thanks for that. Mark, I wanted to talk to you about this article. This is, I think we'll segue into an interesting discussion, because you've had some experience, maybe not you personally, but definitely some of your friends and acquaintances and co-hosts, Ian, Derek J., pretty much everyone on Free Talk Live has some experience with the idea of contempt of court, you know, where a judge can basically send you to jail basically on an arbitrary decision that's not necessarily like breaking any law, but
right.
Just doesn't like the way you're acting in court, doesn't feel respected.
Contempt of court is this strange non-statute power that judges have, that they can extend even beyond courtrooms, and it's very odd because you can't really appeal it. It's a strange situation. If you're in for contempt of court, the judge says you go to jail, and they don't have anybody there to be, who watches the watcher in that circumstance.
Right, there's really nobody. And there is this idea of judicial oversight panels, or that you can somehow challenge the authority of a judge or bring complaints against them, but it's a long process, and there's no guarantee that some of these people who might be the judge's friends and acquaintances, and certainly our colleagues, are going to take action against the judge.
Right. The last thing a bunch of judges want to do is allow other people to have, say over judges. I mean, they want judges to have as much power as possible, so they have to protect the power of judges to do so. And, it's a conflict of interest to let judges judge judges, frankly.
Sure. Yeah, and of course they're all working for the state, so they are sort of on the same team. So, okay, this is from Lorain, Ohio, by Deb Lee on NewsNet5.com. A Lorain judge on Friday suspended the sentence of a man arrested for sagging in his courtroom. Now, sagging, they mean pants.
Okay.
His pants were sagging. And there's a video of it, apparently, of the arrest.
I'm sure that's worth seeing.
Municipal court judge Mark, was that sarcastic? Or?
Probably, I don't really care to see anybody sagging pants.
Yeah, okay. I don't care to see it either, but to throw someone in jail for it?
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you don't agree with that, of course.
I'm all torn up over this situation. I do think that people should wear the right clothing in the right circumstances. Frankly, okay, here's what I think. I think if you walk into lions' dens, expect to be eaten by lions. If you walk into a courtroom with, and I don't know what level of dress this person had.
Yeah.
I
can tell you in the Keene courtroom, I've seen people with sagging pants before.
Sure.
And they haven't been thrown in jail. I wouldn't choose to dress that way if I went to court, but I don't wear saggy pants anywhere.
Sure. I've also seen people wear saggy, I've seen people wear saggy pants where you can see their pubic hair and you can see their anal cleft halfway down because they're not wearing underpants. I mean, in public.
Wow.
And then I've seen people who just,
plumbers brought it, made it famous, and people took it.
Right. I mean, way too far. And then I've seen people where, you're just talking about seeing their boxers, they're wearing several pairs of underwear and their, whatever. It's strange stuff, but it's not how I would go to court. I can assure you of that. Color me unsurprised that some judge didn't like that.
Yeah, it just does seem still a little bit harsh. I could never.
They have no other power other than the power of the cage. I mean, when you distill the power of the state.
Yeah.
All it is the power to cage. They've gotten rid of the pillory and the stocks Iron Maiden and torture devices and all these other things. So all they have is incarceration.
When you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right?
The penitentiary where you're supposed to be put into a box and feel penance.
Yeah.
And that's what they got. So they could fine this guy, but, you know, he was in court probably because he couldn't pay fines anyway, or he's on probation. You know, my question would be, what's he doing in court in the first place is the first thing I want to know. If he belongs in court, then he probably should be dressed properly. If he didn't belong in court, then it's a travesty that he was in court in the first place.
Yeah, so then I guess you're saying it doesn't really matter what he was wearing. It sort of matters, like, if he hurt someone.
And that's mostly what I care about.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know. It just seems like a desperate attempt. If a judge doesn't like what somebody is wearing and they're using, like, literally the threat of jail or actually putting them in jail to say, hey, listen to me, I don't like what you're wearing, that's a serious problem. You know, there's something messed up about that in the whole justice system, that somebody has the power to do that to someone else. So let me go on with a little more detail. Municipal court judge Mark Mihok charged Durrell Brooks. Durrell, gee, what color do you think he is?
I think he's black.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily a color thing or not. It's difficult for me to know. What's the likelihood? Does the likelihood increase or diminish due to race by saggy pants? You know, is an Asian as likely to wear saggy pants as an African American? I don't know. I mean, I've seen plenty of
white people wearing saggy pants, but I think the reason I said that is because recently I read an article that said that there was a school where they it was in like some place like Virginia or something, mm-hmm. where they did a study and they found that black students would get harsher punishments for doing the same thing that white students did. So it could be possible. This is like, a courtroom is almost like a school. You can't choose whether you want to be there. There's a very severe authority figure kind of lording over you. And so I wonder if he was punished more harshly because of some racial bias or something like that.
I don't know. There's positive bias, there's negative bias. It's difficult to know. I mean, it's hard to know. With racism today, it's all lives in the realm of speculation, essentially.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to ignore that fact. I don't know. I think it's worth sort of mentioning. But anyway, so this judge charged this person with contempt of court on Thursday and gave him 3 days in jail. Mihok, who's the judge, said that he saw Brooks's pants were down and he could see his underwear.
Now I know, you know, I have a clearer picture as to what was going on as far as, you know, what parts were showing.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the problems with this is, you know, maybe you teach Durrell not to wear saggy pants in the courtroom again, or maybe you don't, I don't know. But what you probably don't do is reach the greater saggy pants audience. I don't think that that's the kind of people that are reading internet news stories about.
Well, and don't they usually say that they do this stuff to send a message?
Right.
To set a precedent or a tone or whatever?
The point I'm trying to make is that it's an ineffective message because they're not really reaching the people that they want to reach.
Yeah.
Probably a more effective thing for the judge to have done is, you know, mandate that a sign be put out the outside the door that says, if you have saggy pants coming into this courtroom, you will likely be subject to a 3-day incarceration. I mean, that'd be a lot fairer way to do things rather than just smack an old Durrell I don't like saggy pants any more than the next guy, and I sincerely hope that it comes through. By the way, when I was younger, I wore saggy pants. But I always, you know, wore my shirt
picture that for
tucked
reason.
In. I got pictures. I always wore my shirt tucked into it, too, so it just kind of moved my waistline lower is essentially what occurred. But, it was a different style in a different place.
Well, but that's a great point about the sign, because when you go into a courtroom, typically, especially if you are, I don't know, maybe, like, don't have an attorney, or if you've never been through the so-called justice system before, you really don't know all of the rules. You're not really aware of how things work. And so I think it's only fair if you're going to, you know, subject someone to a rule that you're going to let them know what it is,
some
right?
Some kind of fair warning would be nice.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like that's
what do you think? Do you think saggy pants? What do you think the proper punishment for wearing saggy pants into a courtroom is?
Great question. 855-450-FREE. I would include no punishment in that. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Free Talk Live. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And we invite you to call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about saggy pants and how they can land you in jail, Mark. This
yeah.
is very, tragic, I think. But first, did you want to bring a message to our audience?
Yeah, let's talk about SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you have a company and you, the reason you got into doing whatever your business was wasn't because you wanted to handle a whole bunch of bills and things like that, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right. So do you want to know why this judge sent Darrell Brooks to jail for contempt of court because he had saggy pants? You want to hear the judge's thought process?
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Any quotes from this will be awesome.
He says, "I don't have a dress code. People can wear really whatever they want. but they have to cover up. I can't accept people showing their underwear in a courtroom.
I feel sympathy for this judge in this circumstance. The problem that I have with if Darrell was, say, a burglar or something like that, and he came to my courtroom, you know, in fantasy Mark world where I'm a judge and I only bring cases against people who have harmed other people. And,
uh-huh.
You know, those are the only ones I allow in my courtroom where I don't allow situations where, you know, government bureaucrats decide what you can possess and what you can't possess that hasn't harmed anyone or whatever. All these kind of victimless crimes that the judicial system makes its bread and butter on that causes more and more government invasiveness all the time. In that world, I don't have much sympathy for Darrell. If that was, I don't know what Darrell was in for. They probably didn't put his charge in this story because it's probably superfluous to them. Because everybody who's in a courtroom obviously needs to be there, is how these things go. But if he was, let's just call him Al, the guy who comes into my courtroom for burglary. And decides to wear saggy pants, one of those hats with a propeller on the top, and in a fishnet neon orange top with nothing else. Yeah, I'm going to be like, Al, what is wrong with you? Really?
So now it's a crime to dress in a way that's not normal?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's decorum and there's not. There's a decorum and there's lack of decorum in certain circumstances.
So you just said that you would only want people to come to your courtroom if they had actually harmed someone. Is he harming anyone by wearing this whatever beanie hat and fishnet shirt?
I think that he takes the situation of harming somebody, the accusation of harming somebody, pretty lightly if that's what he chooses to wear. I think it's just completely out of line. Now, yeah, this relies on societal norms and mores and things like that. It sure does. And in different societies, it's going to be different. If I decide to wear the Palestinian headdress thing, your average southern white guy to a courtroom, like, it's going to be like, why is that guy wearing that weird headdress? But if I was in Palestine, it makes a heck of a lot more sense to wear those things. So, yeah, I mean, dress certainly relies on mores and norms.
Well, okay, it may rely on mores and norms. I wouldn't dispute that, but does it hurt anyone?
It doesn't hurt anyone. But when Al comes to my courtroom for harming somebody, and I feel he's not taking it very seriously, do you think that it's going to affect his case? I mean, obviously people have perceptions, right?
Sure.
So do you want everybody to have the same perceptions? Do you think that that's going to be a good world or a bad world?
I think someone who's an arbitrator should be as free from bias as they possibly can and should judge the facts objectively.
I think I'm free from bias. I didn't
but
have any bias. I didn't have any bias against
like.
Al until he walked in. Right?
But once you see what he's wearing, then
he's dressed like some kind of clown. And we got serious stuff we're talking about here.
Okay, what if
robbing people?
Mark, here's another example. What if that's his religion? What if part of his religion is to wear a beanie hat and a fishnet shirt, and God told him to do that? Do you accept it then?
Well, at that point now, I think he's a lunatic.
But he's not a lunatic if he wears any other number of religious garments?
Religions, certainly,
if he has a long beard, because that's his religion.
The more widely accepted a religion is, the less weird it is, right? So, weird people make up their own religions and say God told them to wear fishnet orange tops with saggy pants and what was the other, odd accoutrement that I'm ascribed to? Oh, the beanie hat. The propeller at the top. So weird people make up their own garb, whereas, just sort of normal people stick with the religions they were born with.
Wow.
Is that a true or a false statement?
Oh, so people certainly wear weird garb as part of their religions. I don't...
Is it weirder to make up your own religion and wear weird garb for that religion that you've made up?
It's all weird. Honestly,
No, it's not. It's not the same.
No,
really?
It is the same thing. It is all weird.
I can't believe you think like this. You don't think like this. You don't really believe this. You don't believe it's as strange for wear traditional garb from their geographic area.
When I see
area.
Someone dressed in a traditional religious costume and they're doing it just because some priest told them to, sure, that's
it's
a silly...
It's not because their priest told them to. It's because it's traditional in their landmass.
Right, but if they were just, if they had never met that priest or if they've never been raised in that church, they wouldn't probably want to dress like that.
How would they want to dress? We don't know, because that whole landmass tends to dress that way. The religious and the irreligious in those general vicinities tend to wear the same clothing.
Okay, I just think whatever a person is wearing, it's irrelevant to whether they have harmed an actual victim.
I would concur
with you.
You
are not the victim of their fashion crime.
It's not about whether or not they have harmed somebody. I think that what the issue is how seriously do they take these circumstances? And
so if you can be biased against someone for what they're wearing, can you be biased against them for their haircut, for their skin color? Where do you draw the line?
Well, I think skin color and haircut are two different things. Haircut is something that they choose.
Yep.
Interesting thing that came through my email box, and now that you mention it, is a change.org sent around this, you know, they send these petitions all the time. I think I got involved with them when Barack Obama got elected because, you know, I wanted to have some news or something from there. But you know, they've had a lot of good petitions that they've sent around the last few years.
Yeah,
but this one is from Marquise Warner, who doesn't get to wear her hair the way, and she's a lovely girl and has pretty hair, the way she wants to wear it for Six Flags, because Six Flags has rules on how one dresses when one works at Six Flags, because they care how people perceive their business. And she wants to send a petition around to say, hey, I want to be able to wear dreadlocks. I wouldn't call what she has her hair, I'd call it traditional African braids or something like that. But, you know, I wouldn't call it dreadlocks.
Is it dreadlocks or braids? I mean, not that that matters. Okay, whatever, it's irrelevant.
So dreadlocks, to me, are the things that Bob Marley had, where they kind of, you know, they yep. grow into these kind of squid-shaped things and grow out or whatever. I think that you can have, that black people can have braids that look, you know, much more well-kept than, you know, the dreadlocks, but...
Even dreadlocks can be really, you know, neat-looking, I guess you could say. I don't know.
I think that it's up to Six Flags. I think the corporations have a very difficult time because they can't put one person in charge of making these decisions, you know, that they can't be consistent.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I can kind of relate. I don't really know the details of this, but, I mean, it doesn't seem like she's making an outlandish request, you know, to be able to wear her hair in either dreadlocks or braids.
It has this smack of Six Flags is a bunch of racists, though.
Yeah, how is she supposed to wear her hair?
Well,
is she supposed to straighten it like a white person?
No, she's supposed to wear her hair in whatever, you know, the fashion that they say black people should wear their hair at Six Flags. But if white people aren't allowed to wear mohawks there, is that bigoted? I don't think it is.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about this and whatever's on your mind. We do have some calls. It's 855-450-FREE if you want to get in touch with us tonight. And stick around, there's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. 855-450-FREE is the number if you'd like to get in touch with us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And my name's Mark.
And you can go to shop.freetalklive.com if you want to help out Free Talk Live completely free. It doesn't affect your purchase price at all, but you can go through our portal to get to Amazon, and Free Talk Live is going to get a small percentage of whatever you buy. So thanks for doing that in advance. It really helps out the show, and it's totally free to you. So shop.freetalklive.com one more time. And Mark, did you have anything to add? Any reads?
Oh, sure. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com, pick up your, for all your precious metal needs, you can comparison shop and pick up gold or silver there at gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to not only be able to get you gold and silver in your hand as fast as possible, but to get it to you at the best rates. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Do they still have the Mises pieces?
They do have Mises pieces over there.
Yes. All right, Mark, let's go right to the phones. We've got, let's see, Phillet listening in Michigan. Phillet, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello. Did I get your name right? Phillet or Philip?
It's Phil from Michigan, yeah.
Phil, okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife and I are almost home in Lansing, and we left Lancaster at 3 o'clock this morning. So.
Oh, my.
For the Porcupine
trip.
Freedom Festival, huh?
So absolutely. I was just calling about the saggy pants issue.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Derek Jay's Victim of Crime Spree on the way back while we were at Pork Fest there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, part of that was Ian was found in contempt of court for wearing a hat in the courtroom.
Ian was?
And I was wondering, where do you draw the line? If wearing the hat is okay, then why is it saggy pants?
I don't know.
I agree. I think, you know, clothing doesn't hurt anyone, you know. It's an aesthetic difference.
I think we can all agree that what Ian did was pretty...
I don't think it was Ian.
Was all right by most standards.
I can't remember Ian being arrested for wearing a hat in a courtroom.
It happened to Pete Eyre, and certainly then it happened to a couple of other people, too, after that.
Plenty of people it did happen to. And, you know, I mean, if it's what you wear on a daily basis, like a hat, and, you know, I can see why people would be confused if they wear saggy pants on a regular basis. To me, I think that, you know, wearing a hat and wearing saggy pants truly is contempt of court, because I have contempt for the court. It doesn't bother me that much, and that's why I said in this circumstance, what concerns me is, what did this person do to get into the courtroom?
Obviously, no. you know, what was the original crime? Was it a victimless crime of smoking a joint or whatever, or playing music downtown, or did he beat the crap out of somebody?
And it doesn't say in this article. I think that's a very relevant question. Also, another detail I didn't get to read before, Brooks, the person who got sent to jail, was the third person in a month to be sent to jail by this judge for sagging. He said one man's pants were so low they weren't even touching the seat when he sat down. The judge said, I told him I didn't think he was trying to be disrespectful to me, but you just can't have your pants down in a courtroom. Had to lay down the law.
And I think that if this has happened to this guy three times in a month, that probably a sign outside the courtroom is the best way to handle this problem. I mean, if people know what the rules are. Obviously, it's not getting around the pants-sagging community that this guy is sending people to jail for
There's
being...
There's a community.
I don't know. You know, I have no idea what it is. Don't... Well, how should I know? But it's not, the message isn't getting out. The idea that you're sending a message is ludicrous when, you know, generally the people that are hitting courtrooms are not the people that are scouring the local news for news of people being tossed in jail for sagging pants.
Phil?
Absolutely. You know, was this in Keene that this happened at?
No, this was a situation in Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it was our favorite judge friend in Keene there.
No, by no means is this some isolated incident. That's there's a war on sagging pants out there, and
there are several states like Louisiana and Virginia where at least it's been proposed, or maybe there have been local ordinances passed, which say that people can actually be arrested or ticketed for having pants that sag too much.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right. But anyways. Just wanted to call you guys and give you my 2 cents there.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Glad you had a good time at Porkfest, and hope you drive safe.
I'm a strong believer in the right place and time for the right sort of dress. And, mostly what I think the consequences are going to be in these circumstances are social consequences. I don't really support throwing somebody in jail, but I don't support bringing somebody to court for victimless crimes in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I do support some kind of arbitration, mediation, or court for people who have actually caused others harm. And I think when you're facing serious charges of having caused someone else harm, that you probably should wear appropriate clothing. And wearing inappropriate clothing can be construed by the parties that are there as, taking a lax attitude towards these charges.
Well, it sounds like the judge really revealed, sort of what he was feeling in this circumstance. He sounded like he wanted more respect, basically, and he was going to, maybe the only tool that he has to try to get that is to put this person in jail.
So do you think in this magical...
We do have another call on the line, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in California. Jeff, are you with us?
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm calling about the saggy pants thing, and I guess because I'm an older guy, I'm 55 years old, I'm not even sure if I'm in the right demographic for the show, but...
And anyone can call in. We welcome you.
Well, thank you. My opinion is that, there is, I kind of agree with Mark when he says there is decorum for, a courtroom. When you go into a courtroom, if you're there, whether you're there for a murder or a speeding ticket, when you go in there, I think you should, there requires of you to come in and show that you have respect for the court and for the judge. Because,
I think the judge is a functionary, so I don't feel any obligation to show respect to them. But it's kind of they're the kind of the referee for the courtroom. But I'd ask you this: do you remember? Was it the Chicago Seven? Was it the guys in, I don't know, maybe it was the late 60s, yes, early 70s that they protested outside the Democratic National Convention, mm-hmm, in Chicago,
throwing poop? Was it?
Yeah, and I don't know what they were doing. They were doing all kinds of protests, and they were brought into court, and several of them wore judges' robes to their trial.
Oh, really?
Do you remember this?
Jeff?
Oh. Jeff?
Yeah.
Can you hear? I broke up a little bit there. Sorry. No problem. What I was referring to is the Chicago Seven that were protesting in Chicago, and I don't remember all what they did or anything like that, but I do know that when they went to court, that like three of them wore judges' robes to court. And it's interesting theater for people that were essentially charged for the right to First Amendment speech, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, the judge is functionary, but I guess it's not so much for the judge. It's the respect is for the authority of the judge that he has to, you know, he's going to make a decision on whatever situation it is that you brought to the court. And I think you should present your best when you walk in there to approach him, because, like you said, whether or not he's going to be biased or not,
yeah,
I know he's not supposed to be biased, but
that's reality.
When you walk in there, automatically we all take a first impression of the first, you know, when we see a person, we judge them kind of from their first impression. And if you walk in there,
those aren't always accurate, though. It doesn't necessarily reflect on a person's character how low their pants are. And Jeff, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, Jeff. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. We'll talk about saggy pants some more, or anything that's on your mind, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still time to get your calls in if you make them. So hang on the line, or hang on with us. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome back to the show. We're kicking off the final segment of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we'd love to hear from you. There's still time to get your calls in at 855-450-FREE. Hey, if you like the show, go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can send a little money our way to help promote and advertise and market Free Talk Live. I said that in the reverse order. It's been a long week. But if that's something that interests you, amp.freetalklive.com. You also get perks like the commercial-free podcast, which is, I think, something that people really enjoy about the AMP program. And, all right, Mark, should we go directly into the phone calls?
Yeah, real quick, talking about this this judge court thing.
Oh, yeah, you had something else you wanted to say.
When I think about the Magnificent Seven or whatever they were, the Chicago Seven, and their antics, I think the courts deserve as much respect as the charges that they're willing to bring someone in on. If I'm brought in for some ludicrous crime, you know, free speech crime, then I feel no obligation to show the court any kind of respect. So if I want to wear a bright orange tutu into the court, I know what's going to happen, but I already have contempt for the court. I have contempt that the court would actually hear a case where regarding my free speech rights. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that they deserve respect. However, I think that if you've committed a violent crime or a property crime against someone, and the court is there to, you know, mediate and figure out, you know, what, who's right, who's wrong, who owes whom what, that you absolutely should show respect, because when you show a lack of respect through what you are wearing, you're showing, you're thumbing your nose at the victim, you're thumbing your nose at, the people all over who would like to be safe in their property, and that the judge coming down on you doesn't cause me any kind of agita at all. So I think it all comes down to respect. Respect on all sides. And contempt, contempt is a lack of respect. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Let's go right into the calls. I want to make sure we get a chance to hear our callers tonight. Greg is in Fargo, North Dakota. Greg, you with us?
Yes.
Go ahead with what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. I was just calling to let you know, the article I read on this, this Daryl guy was actually in court as a witness.
Oh, God.
A
friend of his was in a car accident driving Daryl's vehicle, and they didn't have insurance papers in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So Daryl was there to actually provide proof of insurance to the judge. After he presented the proof to the judge, when he turned around to walk back, that's when the judge saw the saggy pants. and held them in contempt.
Does this change anything for you, Mark?
Yes.
It also said in this article that it is the third time this guy's done that, in that his bailiffs do tell people before they go into the courtroom to pull their pants up.
Okay.
Yeah, well, pull your pants up and keep them, you know, so...
Some people,
problem with saggy pants, the style is that, you know, they're getting told to pull their pants up on such a regular basis that it's different. You know, pull your pants up is a different statement than if your pants sag in this courtroom, you will go to jail for 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two different statements. And, you know, these kids likely have been through government school, quite possibly government jails, order to, and been told all along, you know, pull your pants up, pull your pants up, pull your pants up. And it's just like, okay, they yank their pants up and then they work their way down back of their own accord.
Yeah.
But I think if this guy was in providing witness to the court, he's providing a service to the court, and the court shouldn't really have anything to say about his pants other than, you know, hey, next time, you know, when you come in here, could you please, you know, wear some kind of belt that keeps your pants around your waist, and your waist is defined for a male as 1.5 inches below your navel. You know, I mean, this is specific information. That's what GQ says, and it has to be true.
Interesting.
Yeah, the article didn't say if they said, you know, yeah, you'll be held in contempt if the judge sees it. They just said that the bailiffs do tell the people when they come into the courtroom that they need to pull their pants up if they see guys with saggy pants.
Yeah.
Mark, is it possible that somebody might have saggy pants because, like, for instance, they've recently lost weight and they haven't gotten around to getting new pants, or they can't afford them or something?
I suppose. Got around to or can't afford them?
Maybe both.
Either
one.
You know, there's a lot of secondhand stores out there, and you can always get a belt. So, you know, your pants may... The fact is, you're going to be judged by the clothes you wear every single time, and nothing's going to change that.
What if somebody doesn't have, like, a, quote, nice suit of clothes to wear to court because they can't afford it?
I got you. Those people are going to be judged. Their value as a witness is going to be, to some extent, contingent upon the clothes they wear. You know,
I mean,
I'm
if he's
sorry,
providing proof of insurance, that should be like a piece of paper, right?
He wasn't. I think that he was. Is the caller still on the line?
Yeah, Greg. Do you
I think
know
he was
the
passenger, just so he's probably witnessing.
I think it was his friend was actually driving his vehicle and got an accident, and there wasn't insurance papers in the vehicle at the time, so his friend was cited for driving without insurance.
Gotcha.
So he was there showing the judge proof that they actually did have insurance on the vehicle. They just didn't have the papers in the car.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for the additional details, Greg. I appreciate your call tonight. It's good to know why he was actually in court in the first place, but for me, it doesn't change anything. I mean, I don't think...
You support people walking naked into courtrooms or wedding chapels place that they want.
It's not relevant to whether they hurt anyone. They're not hurting you with their fashion choices,
Mark. Do you think there is any time or any place for proper fashion choices?
Well, obviously, I choose to dress a certain way. When I come to Free Talk Live, I wear clothes, right? So I must have some opinion of it for myself, but I don't think it's hurting me when somebody else wears a piece of clothing that I don't like, you know?
I'm willing to
accept that they can dress how they choose, you know?
Indeed. All I'm going to say is that I know that there is a greater sort of societal judgment out there. I understand what that societal judgment is, and I think at times that certain types of dress cross even the lines that I'm willing to accept.
All right. I want to make sure these calls get on. So real quick, let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, are you with us?
Hey, I totally agree with it. Totally disagree with that call from California, if that's where he's from, but...
Can you crank up Ed a little bit?
Sure.
Hey, Mark, the judge works for us. The Six Flags scenario don't apply here. He's not going for a job. He's probably being wrongly accused, as we all know.
He's probably what?
I said he's probably up in court for the wrong reasons anyway, but forget that. Anyway, hey, this kid, what the judge had said to him is, go out, pull your pants up, come back in. You don't throw somebody in jail. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I think
you know, Ed, I was trying to come up with the solution that I would come up with as the judge, and I think 3 days is harsh in these circumstances. Maybe
one
to
day
go out.
Would one day be harsh?
Go out and fix your pants and come back in. That sounds like something I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't throw somebody in jail. Are you kidding me? Everybody ought to protest. I don't care if that guy's 75.
Let him go, Ed. Thanks for the call. We got to get some other people on.
Let him go.
Let him go. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Leo driving through Texas.
I hope the audio's better.
Leo, you with us?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
All right.
I can hear you better, Leo. Go ahead.
What are your thoughts on this whole saggy pants thing?
Well, that should be classified as indecent exposure.
You think it's indecent exposure? What about when somebody bends over and their underwear shows out of their
pants? It was his underwear, just to be clear.
That's indecent exposure.
The underwear is an indecent.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be forbidden in any place where, you know, they're walking around with indecent exposure.
Well, Leo, thanks for the call. We got another caller on the line who wants to lend their thoughts. Mark, real quick, do you have anything?
It doesn't seem indecent to me.
No, especially the legal definition, but yeah. And let's go to George in Connecticut. George, final thoughts.
How you doing? It looks like the judge went a little overboard, but the whole thing about respect, I mean, I was just working at a job for a few months ago, and people looking for jobs, a lot of people were dressed properly, even though they might wear baggy jeans out of work or have tattoos. You cover up and you look a certain way, depending on where you are, and you should be respectful at church, court, or if you're looking for a job. If you come in looking certain ways, unfortunately, there's still a lot of, you're still going to get some pushback, whether it's right or wrong. Some of the older generation is not going to respect you, and unfortunately, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass like it happened with this guy.
Yep. You know, speaking of church, there are some churches where they allow this sort of relaxed dress. I know the Salvation Army was, in fact, a church that was created so that homeless people would have a church to go to because a lot of churches didn't want them to go.
Yeah, I didn't mean church in general. I mean, church is usually understanding most of them.
Yep,
but,
just some.
You got to wear your Sunday's best. Or I went to court one time in a suit, and the lady in front of me was wearing a mini skirt, high heels, and you know, had her belly hanging out. She was very disrespectful to the prosecutor, yet they gave her a slap on the hand because she said she couldn't afford the ticket. I went in a suit because I came from work, and they gave me the maximum speeding ticket because they said I couldn't afford it.
Because you look like you could afford it.
Prejudice for dressing up a certain way because
that's funny.
Because I had money. I'm a middle-class guy who just happens to work at a bank.
Right. That's an interesting story. I had never thought of it that way.
Thanks for the call, George. We're out of time for tonight. It's Free Talk Live. Find us on the web at freetalklive.com. Send in your stories. Maybe we'll discuss them tomorrow night. We're on 7 nights a week. It's been Stephanie.
And Mark. You can get to the archive of this show and every other show going back to 2006 at archives.freetalklive.com. So if you called in, you can listen to it. Archives.freetalklive.com.
And please share it with your friends. We encourage your sharing here on Free Talk Live, giving away everything for free. All right. Thanks for listening. That does it for us. freetalklive.com. In the meantime.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.